that it would not be helpful for you to discuss any of your conversations, that quiet diplomacy is the way to de-escalate that. Well, you've been doing your quiet diplomacy now for almost a week. How's it going so far?
We are working hard with the parties.
Has it occurred to anybody that maybe being less quiet might get more results? The squeaky wheel gets grease, that kind of thing?
I'll let the
You're staying silent while people are dying left and right.
Matt, we are being far from silent. The president
is telling us anything about what you're. When the Turks come out, when the leaders of Turkey come out and say that Israel is engaged in acts of terrorism, and you refuse to say that you don't agree with that, or maybe you do agree with it, that's being silent.
Matt, we have made a decision that we need to engage in our diplomatic work. Diplomatically, we have been very, very clear about where we stand on this,
which is that we don't practice diplomacy
from the podium. We have been very clear that Israel has a right of self-defense. We've been very clear that rockets continue to be fired and land on Israel. We've been very clear that we are working to try to get this conflict de-escalated. We have been very clear about our concern for the civilians and innocents on both sides who are getting cut in this.
You won't stick up for your ally Israel when the Turks, another one of your allies, say that they're engaged in terrorism in Gaza.
We have been extremely clear about our concern for Israel's security, about the fact that Israel has a right to self-defense, but I am not going to go further than that.
Why can't you say that you don't agree with the Turks?
Because I'm not going to get into a public spitting match with allies on either side. We're just not going to do that.
And
okay?
You think that that's worse? A public spitting match with one of your allies is worse than hundreds of people dying every day?
I don't understand the question here. There's not a question here. You're just looking for a fight. Let's go, Saeed.
The fight is already on.
The fight's going on
over there.
Absolutely.
And you guys, by refusing to say anything about what you're trying to do, or refusing to say whether you agree or disagree with comments that are being made by your allies or others, that makes things worse, not better.
We, of course, agree that rhetorical attacks against Israel are not helpful at this moment. Is that what you were looking for, Matt?
Yes.
Thank you.